The Nationals going for the sweep of the Giants, and Max Scherzer trying to ensure that happens. We pick it up first inning, 2 men on for Ryan Zimmerman facing Matt Cain.
Big spot for Zimmerman, obviously, and Ryan's going to go deep to left. See you later. 3 on the board for the Nets.
Here's the wind by Scherzer, and the 3-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out.
The kick and the 1-2. Swing and a miss, high fastball struck him out. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out on a changeup in the dirt. So Max Scherzer works a 1-2-3 inning. He now has 9 strikeouts.
Now Denard Span will be the batter. Swinging a ground ball right at the second baseman Murphy. The flip to Turner, the relay to first. 4-6-3, double play, and the side retired. Max Scherzer makes it a quick inning with the help of the Giants again, swinging early.
And we're going to the bottom of the ninth. Max Scherzer's first pitch will be number 90. It's Nunez, Belt, and Posey for the Giants. Got him on a slider down. And for Max Scherzer, the 54th time in his career with 10 strikeouts or more.
Oh, man.
There's a fly ball to center, Michael A. Taylor. And Posey stands in the way of Max Scherzer finishing this one off. Did he go? Game over on the appeal. Max Scherzer, strikeout number 100, 11 tonight, and his 7th career complete game.
The Nationals sweep away the Giants, taking a 3-1. Max Scherzer, his first complete game of the season, 7th of his career. He surrenders just 1 run on 5 hits and no walks while striking out 11. Ryan Zimmerman hits his 15th homer of the season through just 50 games. He had 15 all of last season in 115 games played. The Nationals sweep away the Giants. Manager Dusty Baker spoke afterwards.
You know, the way he can feel it and the way he can close out a game, you know, that's the key. And, you know, he was almost disappointed that they got a hit, you know, when they got that first hit. And, you know, he had a slider working, had a sinker, his up and away fastball. I mean, he had everything working, which is evident that, you know, when you throw at 100 pitches in 9 innings, you know, he had everything working. And, you know, if we hadn't lost that fly ball in the sky, that's a tough sky out there, you know, at that time of night. And, you know, he'd have probably shut him out, you know. But, you know, we'll take it. It's always tough to sweep here in San Francisco. You know, we've been flirting with sweeps the last couple series. And, you know, we wanted this one, you know, pretty badly.
How do you think he was able to be so efficient? I mean, we've seen him have this kind of stuff before and, yeah, you know, run the pitch count up. What do you think made the difference?
Well, the difference is, you know, he was getting strike one. And, and plus, you know, they got guys over there that, you know, that swing a lot. You know, cause he got quite a few first pitch outs. And, you know, when that happens, you know, you have short innings. But, you know, when a guy's dealing like that, if you take a pitch, it's a strike. And if you swing at it, then you're probably out. And, you know, he's throwing quality strikes.
He says that he doesn't think too early on about what his stuff might mean for him later in the game because he doesn't want to get past that pitch, that hitter. But right, when he's going early the way that he is, do you think about what type of an outing it could for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're counting the whole game, you know, whoever's out there. You know, we're counting, okay, pitch count 45, he stays right here. You know, you want him under 60 in 4 innings, and he was at right at 60 at almost 5 innings. He's averaging like 12 pitches an inning. And, you know, you start thinking about, okay, he can complete this if he continues to have a couple, you know, easy, not easy, but low pitch count innings. And, you know, you're counting up there the whole game, which we always do. And, boy, he was masterful. He was dealing tonight. That's one of the best I've seen.
What kind of luxury is it as a manager that even in a close game, you don't have to really start seriously thinking about warming guys up?
Well, you know, when you got an ace like that, and you got one of the elite pitchers like that, you know, who in the bullpen throws better than the guy that you have out there? You know, that's how you got to think about it. And, you know, in some cases, you you do, but in most cases when Max is on, you don't, you know, because, you know, who out there can deal the way he was dealing? And, you know, that was big for us tonight because we didn't have Coda tonight to close the game either. So, boy, that was masterful.
Homer's from Ryan Zimmerman here in 2 out of 3 games. You kind of sense that he's kind of heating back up a little bit.
Well, you know, he never really cooled down, really. He hit 370-something. He had a couple games there, and, you know, where he only got a couple singles. You know, but we'll take that. I mean, he doesn't like making outs. You know, I can't imagine how he felt last year, you know, making outs when he knows, you know, what a great, you know, player and hitter that he is. And so I'm just so happy for him. You know, we just got to keep him healthy. And when the season started, you know, I told you I thought he was my pick to click, you know what I mean? And he's making us all look good.
Max Scherzer, his first complete game of the season. He allows just one run while striking out 11.
Just got in sync with Weeders early. We had a 3-0 lead. You know, I just feel mechanically great out there, so I can just locate the fastball to both sides of the plate. And then, you know, with the sky imports, everything, Weeders back there, he's calling a great game for me, and we're just in sync, throwing great games.
When you have 11 strikeouts and your pitch count is still low enough for you to work as deep into the game as you did tonight, what does that tell you about your outing?
Well, they came out aggressive. There was a lot of first pitch contact. They made a lot of first pitch outs, so that's what allowed me to get deep into the game. Because if they're grinding out ABs, you know, obviously the game's going to be a little bit different. But because I was able to pound the zone, you know, get that early contact, some early outs, it allowed me to get deep into the game, and we needed it, you know, considering the night today.
You talked about raising your hands in your last start. Did you feel a continuation of that carrying into today?
Oh, of course. I'm reinforcing my bullpen. When I've been playing catch, just reinforcing it, and I just feel great when I do that. I can just feel everything's working. All the pitches, you know, break the way they want to, and I can locate. And that's the biggest thing, is when I can locate and get ahead in the count. That's where I like to be.
This Giants team isn't where they've been in the past, but this is still a very difficult place to play against. Still a good team. What's the significance of a sweep here in this ballpark against that club?
Well, when you're on the road, you know, when you can get sweeps on the road, that's a big thing. This is the Major League Baseball. I mean, these guys are on the other side. I mean, they had a whole game plan against me to try to, you know, knock me out of the park. So, the fact that we were able to get the sweep as a team, I mean, everybody had, you know, a hand in this. You know, the pitching staff, the relief pitchers, the hitters, offensively, defensively. So when you have that good team baseball, we can play some really good baseball and beat some really good teams.
Up next, the Nationals visit the Athletics on Friday.